I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island, The Fog of War. The term was introduced by the 19th century Prussian military analyst Karl von Clausewitz in his posthumously published book on war. We know war can get very ugly, of course, but most of us have not been an eyewitness. This week's essayist Tyrone Smith has, as we hear in his up-close and personal reflections.
Jack. The first time we met, I shook his sweaty hand, cautiously accepting his role as my interpreter. He was assigned to assist on our army mission to patrol Baghdad's neighborhoods in an effort to fight insurgency. Jack didn't smile at first. His black eyes stayed glued to the floor. When he walked away, I wiped his sweat off my hand. Jack's face and actions were exactly what I pictured when I thought of a terrorist. Unkempt, dirty, shifty-eyed. I was wrong. He became my greatest companion. Jack lived with us, sleeping across the hall in an alcove just big enough to fit two pink mattresses. This was our base, where constant gunfire and explosions shredded the landscape and smoke covered our surroundings. In the few silent moments we had together, tall palm trees swayed in the breeze, evening prayers echoed in the distance, and the Tigris River flowed nearby. When we came back to base after missions, I'd sit on the rooftop, above the palm trees, overlooking the river. I'd light a cigar and watch the smoke hover over the city. He'd sit close to me, and we'd share the stories we loved to tell. He told me of his wife, newborn baby, and his desire to one day join me in my own home in the States. In the following months, I'd go to his room, sit on his dirty pink mattress that his naked feet rested on, and we'd share a pot of food with our hands while laughing and telling jokes. Before I'd leave, Jack would say, "Smithy, eat more," smiling and pointing towards the pot of meat. We'd share plenty of these meals together. In December of that year, I went to the States for 2 weeks. Upon my return to Iraq, Jack was not in his room. Dirty stains formed the outline where his body once slept on his mattress. His roommate, Ali, looked at me, eyes wet with tears, and said, "How do I tell you this, Smithy?" "Jack had been gunned down," he said. He had become my best friend in a matter of months, and his black eyes and dirty feet were things I quickly missed. I remember leaving Baghdad on a helicopter a few months later, feeling as if Jack never left my side. Because of Jack, I believe in everlasting friendship and the power of human connections that break boundaries.
Tyrone Smith, the father of two boys, is a junior at Brown University concentrating in English. Before attending Brown, he spent more than 6 years in the U.S. Army. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.